Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by LifeWest, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, hello, everybody. Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life Chiropractic College West, coming at you with another one of our Life West leadership lines. Today, I have a very good friend and a phenomenal chiropractor from up in Marin, California. You ever been to wine country? You got to go stop by and get your Atlas check from Dr. Ian Davis Tremaine. Hi, Ian. Good to see you,
man.
Thanks.
What up, man?
Oh, man. So we're going to dive into a bunch of stuff. Let me tell a group about you, just for all of our audience. Dr. Ian he graduated in 2008 from Life West, upper cervical, you know, also does sideline now, like BJ used to do, you know, on a straight, like the old rock tables, and does knee chest. Still teaches around the country, you know, upper cervical work, and has just always been out there doing stuff for our profession. I mean, bottom line, he's a big supporter of Life West, and he's got just a wealth of knowledge. He teaches business success principles, which I want to dive into today if we can get into that realm.
Yeah.
And just cool stuff. So, you know, Ian's got a beautiful family, kids, and keeps a really good balance. And as we all know, balance of life is something that you never master, but you keep working to get better at. And we'll hopefully maybe touch on that. But really, really great stuff. So we're going to turn it over, Ian. I mean, it's really good to see you. I love your music. I love your guitar. You play a lot of music too, right?
Yeah. Bass player. Now my son's a bass player. So we got all of our supplies.
I love it. Cause I know that you're always heavy in the music and you know, you got a great practice happening and just wonderful stuff. And, you know, I be honest with you, I just love who you are, not what you do. I love what you do, but I love more about who you are, you know, the person that Ian Davis Tremaine is. So share with us, man, let's talk about some of the stuff that you've been doing. I know that, you know, you've been doing some mindset, you know, stuff with business and things like that. Let's start there. How's that?
Yeah. So I've been coaching, I should say, since 2012. So I've always had like a coaching crew going on. I've had different iterations of that for sure. But I think the main thing I like to work with a lot right now is I like to work with one-on-one students, like going to be graduating soon, and new docs, helping people get in the mindset of being a business owner as opposed to just like a technician chiropractor. And I think you probably hear this a lot, but you can't just be a good chiropractor and kill it. You know, it just doesn't work. In fact, I think it was like the first day in school at Life West, one of the teachers throws out there, 80% of you are going to fail in 3 years. And that was like ouch, you know? And this is obviously before Oberstein was there. So, you know, but that was a big, like shock to the system. So As someone who's been obsessed with business since I was a kid, like I've worked since I was 10 and I used to work the books for my mom's business. So I've always been obsessed with it. So I had spent a lot of time in the back of the class reading green books and business books and then stealing notes from my friends of what's going on up front.
To get through.
Yeah.
I can share with you something different, man. The mindset that I was raised with in chiropractic college from Dr. Sid Williams, you know, like literally he would sit there because in those days he used to say, oh, there's going to be a starvation period. You know, when you get out of school, because everyone just went into private practice. Very few people went into associateships in those days. And you'd hear this, you know, oh yeah, you're getting starvation for 3 years, whatever, 2 years. And Dr. Sid would get up there and he'd pound it in, at least my interpretation was he pounded it in my brain. I don't know how many times he said it, but I held it like that. He said, you will have a starvation period. You'll be so damn busy, you won't have time to get out for lunch.
Totally.
And that's what I took in my brain, like literally, and ran with that. And I guess the point is that, you know, really what's put in here is what, you know, garbage in, garbage out, good stuff in, good stuff out, right?
Yeah. And I think like actually Sid actually changed my whole perspective with two sentences. He says, my first DE ever. And he says to everybody, he says, actually, it's just funny. My first DE ever was his last DE. So we had this like weird, like changing the guard feeling, right? And he says, and I'm like 3 years into practice, I think. And he says, if they can't afford it, you make sure they can. And if they can't get to you, you get to them. And it changed for some reason, that changed all my thinking. Because I was in a program, like a franchise at the moment, it's like high value, charge ton of money. If you can't afford it, go screw yourself. You know, like that's how it was. And I hated it, just never felt good. And and before that, I wasn't in that mindset. So I kind of went through this little roller coaster. And then he said that, I looked at my friend who's in the same program. I was like, we got to get out. We have to quit. We can't be a part of the same work. And we both bought our contracts out and got out of the contract. And I've lived that since. Like, we do sliding scales for people who can't afford it. I go do house calls on my off days all the time. I just did one for one of my patients who's been under upper cervical care since the 50s with the Duffs. And I see her, and she's literally on her deathbed right now. And her last request for me was come and check her, you know? So of course I'm gonna go do that stuff. Like that stuff just changed everything, but that's all Sid, you know, Sid like put that in me. And, you know,
that's the principle. It's the principles we have, you know, and like, you know, Dr. Sid used to always say that, you know, and this was a consciousness, because he'd say, we accept all cases regardless of condition or financial ability to pay. But it didn't mean that you go out and just give it free to everybody. If you have that consciousness with a good, you know, mindset for business, right? You know, and you're able to balance that well, because he also used to say that you got your business hand and you got your service hand, and never shall the two meet, right? Yep. So you keep your business strong, you keep your service strong, and that's the balance and that I feel, you know, in the success.
Yeah, there's something about finding an affordability for somebody if they can't afford it versus devaluing your care.
That's right.
Those aren't the same thing. People get mixed up. Like, there's certain practices who are, you know, like membership practices. I'm not going to dog on that, but those can work really well. But if you're not the proper business person on how to actually run it and where to put the money and make sure where it's being distributed properly, then those things literally make you resentful of chiropractic as the chiropractor.
Yeah.
It's really brutal. Yeah,
absolutely. And listen, and it's got nothing to do with chiropractic.
Right. Exactly.
It's, you know, chiropractic is,
yeah.
You know, I don't have to say anything else. It just is. It's there. You know, it's great. You know, it's just being able to move into that mindset. You know, and it's so cool, man. So share, like, what are some of the things that you're teaching or that you're at least finding? You know.
Yeah. So funny thing is, like, I go over just basic, like, what a corporation is versus sole proprietor. Like that alone, people are like, wait, what's the difference? And then they think, what's an LLC versus an S corp? Like, we break down just simple things like that. So you understand that once you have a certain, certain corporation, you have these benefits and these protections versus sole proprietor. Then we get into that, like, what do you do with your money? So you make sure you can pay your taxes. Yeah. And the second part, how do you make sure you don't have to pay too many taxes?
That's right.
You know, like, you know, your business is a living entity. It can change. It can be morphed. We can mess with it. It's a dance at all times. But when you're really rigid and you're fearful of getting like screwed by the government or getting an audit or whatever, you're fearful. Those are the people who honestly go broke or they get resentful of their business. Yeah. Whereas I like my business is like my third child, you know, like I treat it as part of my family and it feeds the family as well. So we have to get into the mindset of like wealth. We have to get them in the mindset of abundance. We have to get a mindset of no fear. And when you start getting into the mindset of the opposites of those, it's when you start seeing things dwindle. You know, I think every chiropractor or every doctor or business owner and listening to this can agree, your business ebbs and flows with your energy at all times. And then you question, is my energy down because my business is down or my business down because my energy down? Well, they're one and the same. Yeah. That's what we have to change right up here. They're literally the same thing. And if you can change your thinking, your business changes as well. And it happens quarterly. Like I have like mental breaks almost quarterly and I have to like work myself through it. And then the business follows me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also people's seasons of life too, you know? I remember this so distinctly. You know, we had our first kid, Mary and I, and I have to tell you all, because my baby at that point was my practice, right? Was our practice, right? We had Lauren, and I got to tell you, the practice became secondary, important, but became secondary to the child that I had, right? And I just couldn't wait to get home to see this baby. And my practice just exploded.
Yeah.
Because my heart opened up, my love was there, you know, and that was a, and then you have people, I haven't experienced this, and I'm not planning to experience it, but you have people go through divorces, which, you know, which is just a fact of life, and things tank, right? Yeah. And in their business, because they carry that over. So the energy that we have, and I like to equate it to, like, you know, people like Kobe Bryant or people like that, you know, it's like we're professionals. And it's not what we do when we're on the court, when we're in the office. It's what we do outside the office that trains us.
Yes.
So that when we're in the office, we're there, you know. And if you want to be the best, you got to train, or you got to have balance, and you got to do all that stuff and put your time in, you know. It's
I'd say, just like on the first kid thing is interesting, because my finances in a year doubled, like my collections, I should say, but my patient numbers only went up about a quarter. And I don't, like, it literally just became like, I don't take no for an answer. And that's when the SID stuff started happening too. I was like, it's not that I'm like forcing people to have care. I'm like, oh, well, if you can't afford it, let me make sure you can. And I'm going to help you through that. Well, all that did is increase my finances and slightly increase my patients. But then they started telling everyone, this guy really cares. Come on and see him. And it literally changed everything. Having a kid was by far the best thing I ever did for my business. By far. You know, and it wasn't planned like that. It wasn't like I'm working away, you know? Yeah.
Never is. But it just goes to the fact that it, true to the chiropractic principle, that our businesses work from the inside out.
Yep.
Just like healing works from the inside out. We can't do from the outside in. We think we're going to add this and add that and do this. I'm not saying don't bring things into the practice that you feel can benefit your patients that are part of what you do, you know, whether you want to buy a table or buy something that's going to be, you know, really allow me to be more efficient in what I do. I think that's great stuff. But when we start thinking it's going to happen out there, just like you said, oh, I'm going to raise my fees real high and do all this different stuff. And, like, you know, you can just, for the wrong reason, you can just drive people out. It's got to be from the inside, you know?
Has to be. Yeah. And it has to be from the right intention.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. I, you know, you talked about that with, you know, with what took place with you, and, you know, I just told the first quarter class this a couple of weeks ago when I was in a class with them, you know, just real quickly, you know, my mindset changed. I was in Boston, Massachusetts practicing. When I graduated, I had the same clothes I wore in chiropractic college in Atlanta, Georgia, you know, and, you know, I mean, $5 shirts and $10 slacks and a 20-cent tie kind of deal. Cause that's how people practiced back then. Right. And I just looked, I look ratty, you know. I mean, I didn't know the difference. And I tell you, I really mean, the guy Reekman called me up and he said, "Hey, Ron, what are you doing?" He was at UCLA doing film stuff at the time, or in LA doing something. And he said, he goes, "I got this seminar I want you to go to." And I go, "What?" He goes, "This in Boston, this guy, Robert Ponte, this Dress for Success deal, you know?" And he said, "Look, if you don't like it, I'll pay for it, you know?" All right. So I went to it, you know, and Guy and I have been friends for years, and I trust the guy. So, you know, went to the seminar, right? The guy rips me apart, you know, basically says, "What are you, a rabbi? You're supposed to be a doctor. Look at the clothes you're wearing, yada, yada, yada." I came back and I said, the guy on Sunday night, he calls me, he says, "Do I have to pay for your seminar?" I go, "No, man, but I can't go to the office tomorrow. I got nothing to wear." So he goes, "Fly out to LA, right?" So I flew out to LA, literally. I said, "Well, how much money should I have?" He goes, "I'll pretty woman you." He pretty woman me, you know, like he took me shopping, right? And he goes, "How much?" He goes, "Just bring $5,000 to $7,000 in cash." This was like 1982, you know? And so I flew out, you know, went and got cash. I think I'm going to come back with a trunk load of just crazy clothes, all kinds of stuff, you know. Dude, yeah. The first place he went, bought a $999 Brioni sport coat, right? Cashmere, blue cashmere from Brioni on Rodeo Drive, you know, Zanella slacks, all this stuff. And I mean, it went really quick, but I have to tell you this. This is what I told the class. At that time, I was collecting 20, let's just make it up to around 20 grand a month. You know, my volume didn't change. It was 82. My volume didn't change. And I immediately never had a month under 25,000, right? Yeah. And then it just kept growing. But it was just here. I felt better. I felt like, you know, I just felt, you know, different about me, my value to me, not to the chiropractic, to me.
Yeah.
Same kind of deal, you know?
Yeah,
I love it. So you're seeing people, you're doing stuff, you're talking about value, you're talking about LLCs, how I mean, multiple LLCs, right? I mean, you could be having different things happen that people don't know about, and how you can, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot that can take place right now, you know. What else? What are some of the other gems you got?
So I like when I work with students, I think one of the biggest things is if they should become a business owner and actually like start a clinic, or if they should be an associate or should be an independent contractor. And we go through all three of those and who technically qualifies for which one. And I think you even just said it, like most of the people, even when I was graduating, were starting their own practices. You know, now the mindset is everyone's going into a practice that's already established. That's like really common. Also assuming that they deserve a lot out of it, like they should be paid $1 million a year. You know, we're doctors now. And the work ethic is a lot different with the people graduating now versus even just early 2000s or whatever. So when I go through those, we qualify you for which one you should be. Nowadays, most people are ending up in associate independent contractors. That's where I'm seeing the most are going to. But I walk you through those moments of like, what do you really want? And a lot of people, I hear this often. They're like, I'm going to do a few years as associate independent contractor, save a bunch of money and open my practice. Independent contractor, yeah, that's reasonable. You could probably do something similar. So you at least get some money to put a down payment on your loan, right? Associate, I'm sorry, it doesn't really happen. Associate, become kind of a slave. You don't get paid a lot and you're there to just be a workhorse. And when you're going into these things, I like to work with people who are about to walk into a new office they're going to work in, like who has has an owner already, and talking about the conversation you need to have before you agree to it. Because if you're looking for a learning experience and that person just needs a workhorse, that's not a good match. I like when people in my practice graduate out of it and open their own practice.
Right.
Coming out of like where I am physically now and kind of like getting a little exhausted, I want someone there for a long term, obviously. Like that's a good goal to have. But when you leave, and most of the associates or independent contractors worked with me who have left and opened their practice have been really successful because they literally took what we showed them and just put it here and did it over again. So I love that. I get off on that. I get off on the success of other chiropractors, knowing I'm a part of it. And I'm not asking for anything out of it other than just trust me, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of these new graduates are going into these clinics where they're just, you almost don't even see the owner because the owner doesn't want to be there. They just want you to do the work.
Right.
I don't dig that, you know?
Yeah, and it happens. And it's interesting too. I tell you what we're experiencing at the college right now, because since 2022 or so, you know, we've been doing major changes in our curriculum. And right now our students can take their whole last year and do a preceptorship. They can go anywhere in the world, right? You know, and they can work in offices. I don't want to stay in Northern Cal, but I want to master, I just want to be with someone who knows knee chest and really learn. I can come to you for a quarter, right? And I'm still in class. I still got online. They're doing online classes. But then I want to learn business. I can go to you to learn business or go wherever, right? And I know I want to be in Tennessee to practice, whatever it might be, right? But they've got a year to be able to do that, and they can actually find their match. And this is the cool thing. What we're finding for the ones who aren't interested in doing their own practice, right? What we're finding is that these preceptorships, 70% turn into job offerings. Or more now.
Yeah,
it's great. And you do, it's like you date, you know, like why do you think you're going to get married to someone, you know, and you haven't even dated them, you know, at least you got time to be with them and see, is this right for me? And they see your value, you know, and I think the key thing is, you know, I you kind of touched on it, but it's like, I think we could teach, it's very difficult to teach a business person service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's easy to teach a servant business.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and if you're not a servant first, if you don't have a servant heart, and that's what we talked about, we touched on, you know, it's got to be from the inside, right? You know, and you have that servant heart. And when Sid hit you over the head with whatever he said, it was about, you know, let's talk about business now. And
for sure,
it's not just about service given, you know, and it's an interesting theory, you know, it's an interesting concept to look at, because people, they know they want to make money, but you can't take away that service attitude, you know?
I think also understand that business is another technique.
Yeah.
You know, like you really want to master knee chest, awesome, but you got to master the business technique around knee chest, you know, and not all chiropractic techniques or practices work the same, you know, like I said, as in a franchise that is based out in the South, and that didn't work in Marin County.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I couldn't be in a tie all, you know,
yeah,
all handsome and stuff like that. Like that didn't float. People would see that and be like, whoa, no, this is not what I like, you know? Whereas now this is literally my outfit. This is what I wear. And people dig it because it's me, you know, it's literally me. And it doesn't mean it's a person who works with me either, you know, but the most, I say like, I typically hire based off of, it was post-septors mainly at that time. I would hire someone based off of that. They'd be with me. They'd show the wax on, wax off. They do all the work. I'm like, do you want a job? They're like, yes. And it's like, my goal is to get you out of here. Yeah. Right. That's my goal. It's like, have you graduate out of here? And they're like, great. That's a good learning experience. The ones who don't do well are the ones that kind of like beg me for a quick job. And then they don't really want to do the work. You know, right. Like that doesn't work. Unfortunately, that's also a very common mentality right now.
Right.
So I'm not doing it. You know, it's been a ride. You know,
no, but it's beautiful, you know, because here's the other cool thing. You get to pick who you want on your team, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So,
and that's a cool thing. And I think docs need to know that, you know, because, man, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of superstars out there, you know? And I tell you, especially, and I think this is what I dig right now about this generation coming out right now, is that, you know, their values are a little different. You know, they're not all about money. They're not all about this. You know, their values are about, they want to travel. They really want to feed themselves, like in a cultural level, you know, do that stuff, which I think is really cool. And they don't necessarily want to work as hard as somebody who was working since you were 10 years old, you know, kind of thing, you know, and my generation of, you know, my dad was a, you know, World War II vet, you know, and they came out and, you know, one car in the family, big thing just to get a color TV and a second car and, you know, kind of build like that. But they really are looking for quality of life, you know, and they don't equate it necessarily with money, which is great, you know, but the service that we can give is the key, you know, and I don't care what it is. I don't care if they're seeing, you know, 100 visits a week or 1,000 visits a week. It doesn't matter to me. Are you doing the best you can do, you know, to give the people, right? And are you getting a reward out of it? Because they need to. They need to. You know, I love it, man. I love you're doing that. I love that you're teaching and you're sharing your knowledge, you know, and it's a, you know, I know you went to the School of Hard Knocks, obviously, because that's kind of how a lot of us learned. Talk to me about, I know you had some stuff that happened recently, you know, just
yeah. Dude, I had an eye-opening experience, I gotta be honest. So I had like a herniated disc from adjusting someone like a few years back. And every once in a while, it would like kind of re-exacerbate itself. But I had this really scary experience last August when I was just warming up at the gym and I felt it again. I was like, oh, that's not good. And I just took a break. But every day got worse, like, and worse. And my low back. And I started getting excruciating sciatica. It was, I can't even describe the pain, you know, and it completely changed. I've been through a lot of pain before. I've broken many bones. I've been through a lot of sports injuries, music injuries. I've been through it all, right? This is different. And this was like every day it got worse. And every day I knew I needed to, I was doing decompression, I was doing all the things. I knew that since the injections didn't work, the decompression didn't work, everything literally made it worse. I knew I was getting close to surgery. And the mindset around that as a chiropractor is really tough, you know, and like to relinquish control. Luckily, like I work with an orthopedic group out here that refers to me as like one of their top things you do before you get surgery. Mm-hmm. So I'm able to like, I think you were saying this earlier on like off camera, but we're pretty blessed to have the people we can contact. Right. So I'm like texting my surgeon buddy and like going through the whole thing, but it was literally getting to the point where I can't sit at all. Like I couldn't sit and I couldn't lie down. The only thing I felt good was moving. So work actually felt better because I was constantly moving. But at the end of the day, I was like 10 times worse than I was the day before. And I was this insane pain from the knee down over my foot. I just like, dude, like I can't, so you can't describe it. And I had this moment where I was like, okay, I'm going to get surgery. I have to do the surgery. I have to think, how am I going to afford the surgery? Because if you aren't working, you know, we're bringing in like $100,000, $200,000 a month, depending on what we're doing, right? So it fluctuates between those two. But either way, I got to get to $100,000 a month. And if I'm the one who's bringing 80% of that, that's devastating, right? Well, luckily, beforehand, my mom trained me really well in business. I had disability set up, and watching her go through her neurological condition, eventually passing because of it. But she was able to afford the care she had because of her disability insurance. She's a business owner. So I always had that. So I was able to start dipping into that. I was able to like learn how to use the state disability insurance and like have the right people doing the stuff. But I will say, man, I had my last few days before my surgery, my son was going to go to a concert that I was taking him to. I was going to take him to see Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper and both my dad and like his uncle and all that. Like we had this whole thing. It was amazing. I was like, I have to do it, but it's in Concord and that's an hour away and I can't sit.
Yeah.
So I had a TENS unit on, I had my massage gun on. I'm like getting really stoned, you know, doing everything possible just not to feel. And I'm screaming in the back of the back seat to get to this concert. Got to the concert. I just moved the whole time, so I'm good, you know. And I get home. We had the same thing getting home. And then the next day, I had to go to my CEs, do my CEs in Pleasanton. So my doc who works with me, Dr. Dominic, he drove. I was this princess, you know. It's like, oh, I'm all fuzzy. You see that?
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm out of focus right now. I got really excited.
All right.
So Dr. Dom, I'm his passenger princess. Like I have a blanket on me. I'm doing all the things. I spent 12 hours just pacing the back of this and it hit me. I was like, I'm fucked. Like I'm like totally screwed. So that night my surgeon prescribed me all the like Oxy, Norco, oh God, they gave me Valium. They gave me all these things. I was like, fuck it. I'm eating it. I started eating these pills. Nothing touched it. Like nothing. And I have these videos on my Ring camera upstairs in my carport of me just walk doing circles, talking to myself, cracking up with my dog at 3 in the morning. Cause I'd walk from midnight to 5 in the morning in circles. Cause it's the only thing I felt good. And watching, it's really hard to watch cause I don't remember it. And it was actually, so like a few nights later, I was doing that and my kid's mom comes downstairs like, are you, what's going on? She can hear me like panting and all. She's like, I'm calling 911. I was like, I think I'm having a heart attack. Like my heart was like going nuts. And they called and these guys come, they're amazing. The guy paced with me and said, put him on a stretcher. And he's like, what do you want to do? I was like, I just need no pain. It's like, I've been up for 52 hours and hadn't slept. So same thing, man. I get in the ambulance, pumps me full of fentanyl. That stuff is amazing. Like I could feel the pain and I didn't care. I was like, give me more. Like, let's keep going at it. And I got to the hospital. Same thing as you though. Like they're putting me into emergency surgery, but they kept screwing up on who the anesthesiologist was. So I kept delaying it. So I stayed the night. So I stayed 2 nights in the hospital, just on fentanyl and Dilaudid and just like high as a kite, out of my mind. But what ended up happening is I had an extrusion of L4, L5. It was like you, it went under the nerve and pushed up onto osteophytes and crushed my nerve. And every time I worked, a little bit more came out.
Yeah.
So that's why it's getting worse every day. And he, after surgery, he told my dad, actually, my dad came and picked me up. He's like, I've never seen something like that. So I have all the surgery. He's done thousands of these. He's like the guy. And he's like, I've never seen something like that. He's like, it's amazing he didn't kill himself. And I was definitely in that moment of suicide. You know,
I know. And the lesson is, you know, part of it is like, we never think that for ourselves, right?
Right.
We're indestructible. You know, we're this, we're that, you know, especially in a chiropractic mindset, right? You know, but the truth is that, you know, we're all flesh, you know?
It really gets me thinking about longevity.
Yeah.
You know, like if that happens again, I'm not going to bounce back on that one.
Yeah.
So it's changed how I'm working now. You know, like I'm not doing the things I want to do anymore. COVID made us take patients we weren't expecting to take, like full spine, lots of like heavy lifting. Cause all these people decided to shut down when they didn't have to.
Yeah.
So we took that. Well, what that meant is that I'm seeing about 50 more people a day doing the things I normally wouldn't do. And that's what destroyed me.
Yeah, your body wasn't used to it. Yeah. You weren't used to it. No, it's so true. And you know, I think the key is that how you started was disability insurance. Make sure, listen, once again, we're professionals. Do you have what you need? You know, do you have anywhere from a coach to insurance, you know, to disability insurance? Like if something came up, you never know what's going to happen on the field. You don't know. I mean, any play could be your, you know, can be a play that knocks you out of the game, right? You know, and if you want to get back in, you need to make sure that you're taken care of, right?
Well, they say most people are a month away from bankruptcy. Like that's like the common thing for Americans. Really, really sad. But with chiropractors, that's even more true. Like I think it's more true than just the normal person sitting at the desk. You know, we're definitely less than a month away from bankruptcy. Most chiropractors. The thing is that most chiropractors aren't doing their due diligence beyond outside of their chiropractic realm. They're only like, I have a chiropractic business. This is where my money comes from. I'm beautiful. I'm a beautiful person. I'm blessed in the fact that I learned how to do investments and putting money in certain places I can dip out of and like take parts of, have a cash reserve. But I did all that thinking, hopefully that'll just be in my retirement.
Yeah.
You know, but the disability insurance is different. It doesn't dip into your retirement.
No. And it's important to have. It really is. I mean, you know, and once again, you know, the mindset is, you know, I'm indestructible. I'm the healer. I'm not the one needing to be healed, you know, kind of deal. And man, big lessons, dude, huge lessons. But, you know, thank you for being vulnerable. You know, thank you for sharing that story because, you know, it is a story that people need to hear, you know, and I think that I think the other part of that story is that, you know, we're always like this on drugs, you know, but the truth is man, when you need them, they're a beautiful thing, you know, because and you talk to someone who's been in that kind of pain, and I've been there, you know, it's like, you know, my God, what are you going to do? Sit there and suffer and you can't sleep. And then you start going delirious. And then, you know, your whole mindset starts shifting and you literally just start going down, you know, and the same thing with the recovery process, you know, you got to stay ahead of it in order to go up. So, man, I love you, brother. I'm so inspired by the work you're doing and by what you're making and, you know, the life you're creating and the balance that you have and the, you know, and we're always trying to keep them balanced, but, you know, and thank you. So thanks for all that you're doing with the young chiropractors coming out and the other people you're speaking to all over the country, you know, and teaching. It's great stuff. And I love that now you're doing the sideline, you know?
It's fun. That kind of came out of COVID because we're so busy. I couldn't keep putting people in the chest. And now since this injury, I was like, I love it. I'm like it's so much better for me as like a practitioner. And we clear lines so quickly. So we're teaching both of those now.
You probably have it. If you don't, I just showed a video recently on BJ adjusting, you know, and if you want it, I'll just text me and I'll get it to you.
Yeah,
it's beautiful, man. He lays them down. Boom, just, you know, just some sideline. And they literally get up and they got this biggest smile on their face.
Yeah, dude.
It's just beautiful.
Wild, man.
Hey, Ian, thank you. Thanks for spending time today. You are just amazing. Yeah. And I just appreciate it, man. And to our viewers, thank you. You know, thanks for coming week in, week out. You know, this is a leadership line, but, you know, opposite weeks we do our Life by Life West. I do that with my wife and Dr. Mary. You know, and I know you watch all of them, but, you know, also, you know, make sure that you send these out to people because there's people who aren't catching this and there's people who are, you know, who are in a situation where they need to have some financial or they need to have a mindset shift. We'll call it an adjustment above Atlas, you know, that they need to have that because it's not the chiropractic, you know, it's not even their delivery of chiropractic. We know it's never chiropractic. It's the mindset up here that holds us back. And we just got to kind of get them, you know, shifted a little bit, adjusted, so to speak. So please share this. And we certainly appreciate your viewership and all that you do to make this world a better place. So for Dr. Ian and myself, we'll leave you with this final thought that you are far greater than you were ever led to believe. And with the people that come to see us, that is certainly true about their health. So keep raising the bar, letting people know that health is within their reach, but true health is within their reach. And don't stop telling the chiropractic story because people need to hear it. So from Dr. Ian and myself, we'll say goodbye and we'll see you next time on the Life West Leadership Line. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today. And for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.